This is JIS News. Coming up, ARTPEM sets Wednesday deadline for total elimination of Riverton Fire. St. Catherine North Division records reduction in crime and government to roll out customer service scorecard. The news in detail after this message.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ARTPEM, is reporting that the fire at the Riverton disposal site is expected to be totally smothered by Wednesday. Director of Information and Training, ARTPEM, Cheryl Nichols, says over 90% of the fire has been extinguished.
After the fire itself has been extinguished, there's the general cool down and the return to normalcy process. As such, we're saying by end of week, we should have returned to some state of normalcy as we were prior to the fire starting.
She says as operations continue, smoke conditions are expected in areas such as Portmore, Waterford, and surrounding communities. Persons are therefore being advised to take the necessary precautions. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management is expressing regret for the occurrence and resultant impact of the fire at the disposal site. ARTPEM says it will continue to monitor the situation and provide timely updates. Junior Transport, Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan says a number of measures are being implemented to reduce road crashes. The measures include installing more speed limit signs, increasing police presence, and undertaking micro-surfacing of roads. Mr. Azan says the measures were agreed on at a recent meeting with stakeholders.
The major thing was that we all agree that most of the accident that is taking place is because of speeding and reckless driving. And we have to do something to help on that matter. Out of the meeting, we agree that we will be putting up some signs across the island, find all the hotspots. The police will be doing enforcement areas that we need to put in some micro-surfacing because we may have skidding.
Mr. Azan was speaking at a recent press conference in Trelawney following a visit to the site of a motor vehicle crash along the Braco section of the North Coast Highway on March 2, which claimed the lives of four foreign nationals. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is reporting a reduction in crime in the St. Catherine North Division over the last 5 years. This, he says, is attributable to proximity policing and the establishment of police posts. Minister Bunting says while there have been reports of violence in the division since the start of the year, measures have been put in place to curtail these incidents.
We have seen some settling of that in this division, and the leadership assures me that they intend to recover during the course of the year the ground they lost in January. So I'm hopeful that they will be able to deliver on that commitment.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the recent opening of the Fellowship Hall Police Post in Hill Run, St. Catherine. And the government is in the process of rolling out a national customer service scorecard geared at assessing the performance of public sector organizations. Modernization Specialist, Customer Service Development in the Office of the Cabinet, Michelle Gordon-Somers, says the scorecard is being tested at 8 organizations with a view to it being rolled out across the entire public sector within the next 3 to 4 years.
The aim is to eventually to have the majority of organizations on this scorecard, which sets out how the organizations are performing, and it will give us comparative information in terms of how different sectors are performing against other organizations.
Mrs. Gordon-Somers was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says the scorecard will also help determine how effectively government's priorities are being satisfied using evidence-based data. The initiative is being implemented under the Customer Service Monitoring and Evaluation System, a component of the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.